You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What's the most exciting part of the day, every day for horses? Find out in this episode of Barn Stories.
Welcome to the Barn Stories podcast. I'm Lori Prinz, editor of Equus Magazine.
And I'm managing editor Christine Barakat.
This podcast features our favorite essays and articles published in Equus over the past 40 years. Although Equus is known for articles on horse care and veterinary research, our editorial mission has always been guided by the bond that exists between horses and people. And each issue has featured a real-life story that celebrates how horses enrich our lives and touch our hearts.
We've searched our archives, chosen the stories that resonated with our readers, and given them new life in this audio format. Longtime subscribers may recognize some of their favorite pieces. And if you're new to the Equus community, these stories will confirm that no matter what sort of saddle you sit in, a deep emotional connection to horses is something we all share.
At the heart of this episode is the special kind of affirmation you can get when you walk into a barn full of horses waiting to be fed. Someone once said that the warmest welcome you'll ever get is from a horse waiting for his breakfast. That's so true.
I love the orchestra analogy the author leads off with. It's a little weird, but also very accurate. I don't think I'll ever feed a barn full of horses again without thinking about it. I do have one quibble with the story, and that's the premise that it's a particular type of feed fueling the horse's excitement. I've not known horses to be that picky. It seems no matter what you're pouring into their feed bins, they are overjoyed to have it.
So let's listen to Sweet Satisfaction, written by Katie Lynch and read by Taylor Autumn.
It's the same in any barn at feeding time. An electric current seems to run down the aisle, stirring the horses as it goes. The impatient snorting and stomping reminds me of a big band warming up. First, the percussion, the hooves thumping across rubber mats. Then, the brass and winds, teeth knocking against the metal partitions. And eventually, there's a crescendo of whinnies and bellows, echoing to the rafters. All of the commotion is in anticipation of one of the most coveted of rations, sweet feed. As I move from stall to stall, buckets in hand, I contemplate the appeal of sweet feed to horses. The combination of whole grains, flaxseed, and other ingredients looks a bit like granola. And of course, if the mix contains molasses, it smells heavenly, bringing to mind gingerbread. When I've delivered the last scoop, the curiosity becomes too strong to deny. I must taste sweet feed. I gather a few grains and bits of corn in my fingers and place them in the pocket of one cheek. I start to chew. My first reaction is bemusement. The taste reminds me of a molasses cookie, though much less sweet. Then my chewing stops, and I wonder how one piece of corn could become so deeply wedged between my teeth. Finally, I extract the stuck morsel and swallow. Its sweet, grainy taste lingering on my tongue.
East of Wall, a new film directed by Kate Beecroft, is a portrait of female cowgirls in the New West, about a rebellious rancher who must cope with her family, losing her ranch, and providing for a group of wayward teens. Only in theaters, August 15th.
Sweet feed is, of course, made for equine rather than human consumption. So that's as far as this culinary adventure will be going. But it has helped me appreciate why each drumroll of feed pouring into empty buckets is greeted with such anticipation, and why the mood in the barn changes so dramatically as the ruckus anticipation gives way, stall by stall, to the sounds of contented munching. Soon, even that subdued cacophony fades for another evening. The golden ration has been doled out, and the appreciation of the recipients becomes evident and the sleepy looks that glaze their eyes. Tails swish rhythmically, signs of contented minds and full bellies. Tidying up the feed room before heading out the door, I pause at the grain bin and take in one more whiff of the musky molasses aroma. Sweet.
Thanks for listening to Barn Stories. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a favorite article or essay from the Equus Archives that you'd like us to feature in a future podcast, let us know. You can reach us at equusbarnstories, all one word, @gmail.com. Did you enjoy this episode of Barn Stories? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. The Barn Stories podcast is a production of the Equine Podcast Network, an entity of the Equine Network.